Oh, fun for sure. You can actually get a helicopter that will actually start off for you and then hover. And then you can go forward, backwards, sideways. You can even take it and flip it upside down because it has the gyro and all that stuff. I actually bought a bigger helicopter when I got a little older after the trainer and all that stuff, and it kind of flew by itself. Marty's Hobbies, the guys over there, they helped me get that pretty much squared away, and but I lost interest in it. It's easy to do. Cool thing about having a trainer. This is a cool thing. I was off frequency. I wasn't on the normal 27 megahertz or what was it? The other one. My grandfather cut my frequencies for 6 meters, and I had to fly my ham radio license at the tip of my antenna, and a color. It was color coded of the frequency that I was on for my trainer, and people thought that was cool. So I was on 6 meters with an RC airplane. But it's legal. It was all legal, and my grandfather cut the crystals for me and everything, so it worked out really well. It went way further than I thought it would, and it worked really well. I was just dumbfounded on it. Really big fan of gas cars. Back then, I really liked gas cars. At least they were a little bit closer. And I did run those crystals for a little bit in my Savage. I had an HPI Savage, and it was all hopped up with the 6 meter tag on it. So that was pretty cool. That was one of the benefits of being a ham radio operator. You can actually sit on a different pair and get away from everyone else because people like to control your stuff.